Laughlin Regional Government Center, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029. Today is March 12th, 2024. We are starting at 1:43. I'll get some agenda items out of the way here. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868, TDD / TDD. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is or will be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is or will be available at the county's website at clarkcountynevada.gov /LaughlinTAB. At this time, I'll call the roll call. Herman Walker, no relation, is not here. Kathy Oakes? Present. Fred Doten?
Here.
Pamela Walker? Here. Kathleen Haas is absent. Our secretary is Tammy Harris, who can be reached at 702-298-0828. Or Tammy.Harris at clarkcountynevada.gov. At Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Our county liaison, Mark Moskowitz, can be reached at 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173. Or at mark.moskowitz at clarkcountynevada.gov. Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. We have a call to order. We do have a quorum. And Fred, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. At this time, we have public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Doesn't look like we have anyone stepping up. I'm going to combine item 3 and 4 for approval of the minutes for February 13th, 2024, and approval of the agenda for March 12th, 2024, and hold, combine, and delete any items. Can I get a move? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Informational items. Receive a report and updates from the South County liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding updates on the Colorado River Heritage Greenway Park Trail Advisory Council. Commissioner Knapp presenting a proclamation to the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce for the Connie Davis 5K and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you so much. So first, I want to thank everyone that applied for the Colorado River Heritage Greenway Park Trail Advisory Council. The applications closed on March 6. We're currently reviewing them, going through them. Our goal is to have a motion to put it on the April 2nd Board of County Commissioners in Las Vegas, and then our first meeting is planned for April 10th in Laughlin. So we will be letting those people that are appointed to it know. I want to let everyone know, if you're not appointed to it, that doesn't mean you can't attend. These are just to have board members on a board, but we are still including public participation. So please don't feel discouraged if you're not picked for it, but please still come to the meetings and participate, because we need as many people as we can. So that's just my quick update on that. If you want to bring up the presentation, so Commissioner Naft and myself were able to present Carrie Larson with the Chamber of Commerce proclamation proclaiming Laughlin Chamber Day and Connie Davis 5K Day in advance of the Connie Davis 5K walk. It was so great to talk with Carrie, just telling us all about Connie Davis and what she's done for the community, as I've heard from so many people, from Tammy as well. And we were just so happy to provide you something like that. So thank you so much for coming up and meeting with us. And I heard rave reviews. I heard the weather worked in your favor. Not ideal, but hey, every year we get some crazy weather. So, and then if you'll go to the next slide, I had the opportunity on behalf of Commissioner Naft to visit both the Laughlin Library, which is on the left, and the Searchlight Library on the right. During last week was Nevada Reading Week, and on Wednesday I was able to present them both with some cookies from Commissioner Naft. Just thank them for all they do, and it's so great to use these resources in our community of our Laughlin Library, which in my opinion is one of the best in the district, and also our Searchlight Library. So that was really rewarding to do that, and we had a great time acknowledging Nevada Reading Week. So. And you can remove the slideshow. And then my last thing is, we have Commissioner Naft's newsletter in the back. This is the March one. It's got a great story and photos from the pet animal vaccine clinic that we had in February. So, and a lot of good information. As always, contact our office if you'd like to get a digital copy of it. If not, we can put you on a mailing list and all that. So, and with that, those are all my updates.
Thank you. We receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers with Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
I am not Lieutenant Rogers.
I thought so.
Good afternoon. I'm Sergeant Donnie Cox, D-O-N-N-I-E-C-O-X, here in Laughlin Air Command. I don't have the same information as Lieutenant Rogers maybe normally would for you, just to update you and brief everyone on some events that we have coming up in the community. Wednesday, March 13th, we have the Cops and Bobbers event coming up from 9 to 11 tomorrow morning at the Big Bend. We expect that to have a pretty good turnout. Moving on to Saturday, March 23rd, from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, we have the Kids Expo with the Kiwanis Club over in Bullhead. April 10th, from 11:30 to 1 p.m. here at the Laughlin Substation, we have a kind of a meet and greet with Commissioner Naft. And then on Saturday, April 6th, from 11 to 2, we have the Touch a Truck event, Laughlin Bullhead Air Show near the Laughlin Bullhead Airport. Also here on Saturday, the 30th and the 31st in Searchlight, we have the Easter events coming up that we're going to be a part of. So come out and meet the community and do some things with them. In addition to the other things that we do with our MVP program for community outreach, the concerts we had here recently, we just had the Thomas Rhett concert, which was a big hit, went well. Also with the Laughlin High School, we're working with a hydroponic program that's been really successful. Kelly's helped us out a lot with that. And the Reno Extension Program to work with the kids in the mentoring program for the at-risk youth. So that's been going on really well, meeting every Wednesday except for this week of spring break.
Okay.
Are there any questions? That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Receive a report from Clark County Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Aye.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thomas Touchstone, Deputy Chief of Operations with the Clark County Fire Department. Happy to be here today. Thanks for having me. In the month of February, right over here at Station 76, we had 30 EMS calls for Engine 76. 4 fire calls and 2 other for a total of 36 calls ran by the engine company. Rescue company 76 ran 42 EMS calls, 2 fire calls, and 1 other for a total of 45. The truck company that we have over at Station 76 did not run any calls, but it should be noted that vehicle is in Las Vegas currently for some repairs and should be back down here in the next couple of weeks. However, the crew has been working hard in the last 6 months training on the new boat, which many of you may have seen. So they're out there getting familiar on the water with the boat, and we're happy that the water levels are coming back because we've spent a lot of time on the lake recently. So currently they're working on that new boat on the river. Over at Station 85, Engine 85 ran 61 EMS calls, 7 fire calls, and 5 other calls for a total of 73. Excuse me, that was for January. They ran 55 EMS calls, 3 fire calls, and 7 other for a total of 65. They did not have any watercraft incidents. However, it should be noted they also have brand new personal watercraft or jet skis, 2 of them total, and they've spent a lot of time in the last 9 months working hard to make sure that they're well trained on those because those are new here to Laughlin. We didn't have those before we had 2 pontoon boats at both fire stations. So they're working hard at training on those personal watercraft for rescue situations on the river. That ends my report. Are there any questions?
Just clarification. So on these sheets, you have truck 76, WC 76, which that's the watercraft, the boat.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you've identified WC 85 as the personal watercrafts.
Yes, ma'am. There's 2.
Out. So yes, you'll be giving us monthly reports on your calls for service and the types for those?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Receive a report from Jason Bailey with Big Bend Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good afternoon, Madam Vice Chair, members of the board. Jason Bailey, Big Bend Water District. Total water use total diversions from the river for the month of February were 209 acre feet. You can see that's up from February of last year. And year to date, we're at 417 acre feet, again, up from 2023 numbers, which was a very kind of a low year in terms of diversions on the from the river. Water system update, staff continue to work on the SCADA upgrades. I talked to Chris, our superintendent today, and he said that they're just fine tuning those upgrades. So hopefully that's completed soon. Development inquiries remain the same. A financial update that for the fiscal year to date through January 31st, the operating surplus, the district had an operating surplus of $60,000, but after we include capital expenditures and debt service payments, that debt balance increased $478,000 from the fiscal year end. The Big Bend Water District Storage Project remains on the state revolving fund loan priority list. And as I announced last month, we've also submitted information for the Water Resources Development Act funding. And we hope to hear, we expect to hear kind of a draft bill of that in early summer. It's kind of the timeline for that. It's a multi-step process where the draft bill comes out and then the final bill, including authorization, would come out probably the end of 24. That is my update.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
receive a report from Will Smith. I don't see him here.
No.
But there is a copy of the
report in the back.
In the back. Receive information regarding foster care from Laura Steeps with Clark County Department of Family Services, foster care recruitment and training.
Hi, thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Mark, for inviting us to come. We just wanted to come out and share the need for foster parents within the Valley. We're really boots on the ground right now, out trying to recruit families to kind of step up and help some of our kids. At any given time, we have 3,400 kids in care. So between fictive kin, family members that we can find, and then traditional foster homes, we always run at a shortage. Currently, we're about 200 foster homes short. So we are making every effort to spread the word for the need for foster homes throughout the Valley. Our teenagers are one of our hardest demographics to place. And we definitely need homes that will mentor those kids to kind of come forward and be a safe, loving place for those children. I did bring some flyers with me, and I put them in the back for anybody who's interested, just to learn a little bit more statistically about our kids in care, as well as if anybody's interested in fostering, the steps to go about doing that. If fostering is not the thing that you could do, there's many other ways that you can support our kids. Whether it's donating to a drive, whether it's volunteering your time. At any given time, we have about 100 kids on our campus, which is Child Haven Campus in Las Vegas. And congregate care is never a place for kids that we want them to sleep. But unfortunately, some of our kids end up there for quite some time. We have large sibling sets, so sibling sets are also hard to place. So anybody that might be thinking about doing this or know somebody that might be willing to learn about foster care, we would love for them to come forward and learn a little bit more about it.
Okay.
Any questions?
Madam Chair, if I could just ask, she has brochures and of staff. We have our little turntables over here. Is that something we could include in that, or is there a formal process?
Nope. Since she's a Clark County agency, we're more than happy to put them out there, and we appreciate her reaching out to our office to come down here. We're also going to talk about it in Searchlight as well, because we want to spread the word. So,
right, yep, right. So if you have extras, then we can put them out there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Receive a report from Kelly Lair, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension, regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Hi there, happy March. University of Nevada, Reno Extension continues to run elementary robotics and coding programs before school at Bennett Elementary on Thursday mornings. This month, we will begin some urban gardening concepts with them at the community garden at the park adjacent to the school. Our 4-H curriculum continues also at the Boys and Girls Club at their teen scene. We just came from there today for their spring break, and we did some non-traditional games to try and trick them into doing some physical activity outside. It was a success. We began at the Boys and Girls Club with robotics and principles of art, and we'll also be getting them to the community garden and showing them some junior master gardening themes, getting them, as the weather continues, to get out and dig in the garden and learn about soil. And a little bit of horticulture curriculum. We operate there on Thursday afternoons and we'll be there through the remainder of the school year. Devin is my community-based instructor with me today. She and I have started programming at the Laughlin High School robotics class on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be there through the remainder of the year with Mr. Nance. I can't take credit from Donnie when he said that we were helping with the hydroponics program at the high school. I'm on board and I'm assisting, but it's our horticulture department that does a terrific job in the Las Vegas Valley, and they're there on Wednesdays after school in the science room teaching the kids about horticulture concepts and hydroponics. We're also working on a partnership with the library. We're working on some current flyers for the summer. We'd like to provide Lego robotics because it's a hit. They really like it, and they have a need for it. They want to get in out of the heat and really build and create. And so we're going to have that for them, as well as Junior Master Gardener program, which is a way for them to be certified to be Junior Master Gardeners. We are both certified. We took classes to teach it, and so we're going to provide them with some classes there in the summer months, June and July. Our community garden at the Spirit Mountain Park is full. We gave away the last bed last week. We are building two more with the help of Rotary next month, and so those will be available if anybody else is interested. And we're also providing raised garden beds for the senior center here in Laughlin on their back patio, as well as the community center at Cal Navari, because it's hard to bend down to those lower beds, even though they're raised beds. It's very hard if there's a walker or a wheelchair, so we're trying to put it someplace where everybody has access to it. The UNR Horticulture Department's guest speaker was ML Robinson last month. We had 54 attendees, and that was Living with Desert Snakes at the library. And he's preparing to come back in October to speak about your probably favorites, spiders, rodents, and unwanted guests in the desert Southwest. And I'll bring you more information as we kind of plan that and put that into place. My office still has additional radon kits. January was National Radon Month, but I still have extras, and the actual county office is out of them. So if anybody's interested in the free test kit, I can get them one along with the directions and where and how to send them. We're participating this Saturday in the Lake Mojave cleanup at Catherine's Landing. We're bringing kids from Searchlight, from our 4-H program in Searchlight, as well as the Boys and Girls Club here in Laughlin. And we're looking forward also to manning the STEM tent at the Laughlin Bullhead City Air Show next month across the river. We hope to bring drone demonstrations, robotic demonstrations, and stomp rockets. And so we'll get those kids with some hands-on activities and get them excited about science. And that is, I didn't see you last month, so that was a full couple months. So do you guys have any questions for me?
That's a lot.
It is. It's fun.
That's good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Receive a report from the Laughlin Rotary Club with information of past, current, and future projects.
Nobody here.
Nobody here. Parks and Rec.
Do we have a report from
but
them?
But we do have a report in the back. Receive a report from Carrie Larson with Laughlin Chamber of Commerce regarding current and upcoming business activities in Laughlin.
Good afternoon, Madam Vice Chair and Board. First off, I want to thank Mark and Commissioner Naft for a lovely proclamation. They really recognized the spirit of who Connie Davis was and why we have the 5K walk and roll event. It was a spectacular event. It was my first time going, and my mind was kind of blown away by everybody there and all the love. It was a little breezy at times, the W word, but we did make it through, and we did really well on our donations. So we hope to be releasing that information by the end of the month for you. Regarding ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings, we had the Make It Your Tour at the Bullhead Chamber. That was fantastic. She does all kinds of tours with her team, fishing, hiking, all kinds of stuff. Barbara is a fantastic woman. So that went off well. The BHHS Legacy Foundation, their ribbon cutting was for a bus that goes from school to school and provides students with school supplies, clothing, shoes. They said that it was a lot better to be able to do it that way because they can show up during a free period and then bring the kids out of their free period class, get them set up, versus trying to bring in people who may not have transportation means to one event. So they're going from school to school throughout the whole valley. I thought that was fantastic. Hawaiian Island Burgers had their grand opening. Very yum, brother. It was delicious. And we have an upcoming ribbon cutting at Laughlin Ranch. They're opening a new gym. So that'll be on March 15th at 3 p.m. up there. And now I don't have to say Nevada since we're all on the same time zone. Regarding mixers, quarterly mixers are back here comes the fun. So our next one, or our first one that's coming up, is March 26th at 5 p.m. It will be at the New Pioneer. I've left the flyer in the back for everybody who might want to take a look at it. It is going to be a Wild Wild West adventure hunt, or otherwise known as a scavenger hunt. You're gonna go from different areas of the property, get your card punched. Once you get it all done, you'll come back. Everybody is going to draw for a prize. Some of those, which I really think are cool, one of them is a whole pizza from River Rick's. Another good one is buy one, get one free off brunch buffet at Bumbleberry Flats. They have 15% off Crystal Ballroom rental. And then there are a one-night stay in the Superior, one in the Deluxe, and one in the Riverfront rooms. But the grand prize is going to be a two-weekend night stay in one of the suites, along with two complimentary brunch buffets at Bumbleberry Flats. So that's going to be a really exciting event. There's going to be a cash bar. They're going to pass around light hors d'oeuvres. And so come on out and join us. It's just a couple hours from 5 to 7. Next thing up is networking and business breakfast. The next one up will be De Taco Joint. They're coming on March 22nd at 8:30. Those are always fun and a packed house, so please RSVP. Chef's Food Fest is coming up June 6th at 5:30 p.m., of course, at the Aquarius. This year is Flavors of the Lone Star State. There will again be a secret ingredient, which I'm not going to tell you. And we're looking at incorporating some new fun activities while the Chef's Food Fest is going on. So get your tickets fast, because they do sell out quickly. Our membership, right now we stand at 331, with 33% of those being from Laughlin. Our first quarter increased from 16 to 26 this quarter. New membership rewards always still stands that you have the $500 credit for radio advertising with Murphy Broadcasting. I have received the email chain for the renaming the 163, the Colorado River Highway, as well as renaming the North Bridge after Don Laughlin. So I'm going to be working down that email chain and making contact with the people in charge. I wanted to bring your attention to the Section 368 Energy Corridor. I've had some outreach from Congresswoman Susie Lee that prompted me to look into this a little bit more. And I had a phone call with Crystal Hoyt from BLM. My questions with her were, what kind of development restrictions would we see, should we see a Section 368 energy corridor occur? And that area is all the way down where we have our SCORE and SNORE races. She's formulating an official reply, and will get back to me on that. But I encourage the board to take a deeper look into its consequences for the town of Laughlin and development. Regarding the labyrinths, we're still accepting people to come and maintain that area. Volunteers in partnership, everybody can sign up. Please do if you're interested. We have a whole bunch of things coming up. Obviously, the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show is going to be spectacular. The Easter Egg Hunt at Mountain View Park is something that they can volunteer at. The Great Duck Pluck for River Fund on April 13th is going to be fantastic. We've got the Mayhem Bike Rally at Community Park, where the VIPs will be serving water, or selling water, and then Jason Aldean coming September 21st. All of those things our VIPs volunteer for, and so can you if you give us a call and sign up. One other major thing of note, of course, we are still doing fishing licenses there and the visitor center, but our notary services have slightly changed. We had to take them by appointment only because we were getting so many people that Claudia wasn't getting anything else done. So from on Mondays, she'll be available from 2 to 4 p.m. And Tuesday through Friday, she'll be open from 9 to 1 and then from 2 to 4. She wasn't even getting a lunch. We have a lot of people coming in for notary services, so we went ahead and set those parameters. So for that concludes my report. Thank you. I love hearing all the amazing things that are going on in town.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Jackie Wallen with the Laughlin Tourism Commission regarding current and upcoming events and activities.
Good afternoon, Board. Everyone's talking about the air show. It's okay. We wanted people to talk about it as much as we can. It is April 6th. It's the actual aerial portion of the show starts around 11 to noon. It depends on whether the Thunderbirds respond to a flyover for that day or not. We're waiting for their response. We have a lot of issues with some of the assets that we were supposed to get from Nellis Air Force Base. They've lost about half of their staff during to unrest around the world. The air and ground equipment is still available, but some of their staff and some of their assets are not. Of course, we're still waiting for everything to happen positively with the budget, federal budget, so that our armed forces and FAA facilities are still able to operate. This is a free experience for everyone. So if you thought you couldn't attend an air show, this is free. The parking is free, the busing is free, the ADA specific pickup and drop off spaces are very convenient for everyone. And there's gonna be an after show at the Bullhead Bell in Community Park. That's going to include a lot of special things that Bullhead City is working on right now to continue your entertainment through the dark hours. If you have any questions, please go to LaughlinBullheadAirshow.com, and there's so much information in there. We built it from scratch and made it just amazing, so you can find anything you want to know, including a VIP experience upgrade if you want to go into the tent. I still need confirmations from the board on which of you are coming as dignitaries, but I can make sure we leave room for you and you have lunch. I want to thank the Post 60 for doing bus lunches for our bus drivers who come in on Saturday and stay in their buses all day to make sure traffic runs smoothly. We provide them with a wonderful bag full of goodies and all kinds of swag, and then Post 60 provides them with a box lunch, and it really makes them happy. They don't feel so left out and isolated in their buses that day. They do get paid by their school district because we pay them, so it's not a big deal. Rockets Over the River is happening on a single day, July 4th. There's still consideration to change it from 9 to 9:30 based on some things that are happening, special events that are happening in the resort. And since they're paying for them, we'll allow them to make that decision, but I don't have a answer to that specific time start, but you can plan on 9 o'clock for sure. Townwide concerts were really weak this spring, and it's not by any fault of ours. We have a lot of events and entertainers going on throughout the U.S., and it's finding those that are traveling to the West where we can grab a day from them in our entertainment facility that really makes a difference in the price that we have to pay for that entertainment. So LTC does sponsor the air show, the concerts, but we pay for the production of the air show while Golden Entertainment pays for the act. So we just have to make sure that we find acts that are heading this way, and we were very lucky to grab Jason Aldean. We still don't have the other two or three concerts scheduled for the fall, but it is not from a lack of trying. We're still trying very hard, and we want to thank everyone for attending the Thomas Rhett concert. It was very successful and very, very happy concert. It was very entertaining. You can find all that information not at LaughlinEventCenter.com if you want any future information about concerts or upcoming events at their Edge Pavilion. So that is it for me. We still have 8 members. All 8 resorts are still active members of the LTC. So while I didn't know she was not here, but the Duck Derby for River Fund is also a part of one of the things that we do. So I won't be here for the end, but the duck pluck is available at riverfundinc.com. You can adopt your duck any way that you want to by hitting the barcode and just adopting your duck. And numbers will be assigned to your duck. The numbers are already on their butts, but we have to assign the numbers to you on the day of the event. So take advantage of that. It goes to a good cause. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. I do not see Tanya here. I don't see anyone from the school either. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events?
Not this time.
Thank you. Planning and zoning, none. General business, none. This is now a comment by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anyone?
Madam Chair, after the public, I have about five things, announcements to make.
Okay.
If that's okay, but whatever the public has.
I don't see any, so go ahead.
Okay. So the first thing that I wanted to bring up to the community, for the last couple of years, I've sat on the Community Development Advisory Council. And this year, Laughlin hasn't had something that's been in there for a while, but this year we are going to be awarded $800,000 from HUD funds for a 36-unit senior subsidized housing development, which should be located roughly somewhere near the American Legion. So that was voted upon by the CDAC and will be awarded. The project itself will give us 36 units. It's a $14 million project, and the Housing and Urban Development funds are at $800,000 for that. So that was the first thing that I wanted to let the community know. And then I'd like to see if we can possibly get public staff input. We're entering the window of time for the CDBG, Community Development Block Grants. One of the things that I had brought up before was our issues with the water district. If any of that can come through CDBG, any type of proposals for these type of things that the community would have, that they bring them forward. I was able through CDAC to make some connections with some grant writers, exceptional grant writers, and I have their information. So that may be something to look forward to ahead for Laughlin. One additional thing, that this was a press release released about 12 o'clock today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, the infrastructure bill that was voted upon, and the Rural Partners Network awarded a water system within the state of Nevada. And through grant programs through the Rural Partners Network, there's a place in Nevada that's receiving new water tanks, lines, hydrants, and wastewater disposal. And so that was a grant through Rural Partners Network with the USDA. So I think that's something that we should also look at. You know, there's got to be a lot of ways that we can involve our senators, involve our commissioner, you know, towards this. So those were three things that I came across. And then also, I was not at the meeting last month only because I was summoned to jury duty on the 13th. So I just needed to find out the status of the resolution that I had read. And then in addition from staff, I had asked within a 90-day window, and that was the January meeting, if we could get an update or have them appear before us from Real Property Management regarding the sale of the 5,000 acres known as the Southlands, because that would also look for something for development for the community. So if we've been able to make any progress with Real Property Management on the 5,000 acres, and then what has come of the resolution and the water district.
I know since it is public comment, we can't go back and forth,
yeah,
but I can definitely provide you an update. So yeah, but now I've got all your notes here, so.
And that's all I had. Those were five.
All right. Our next meeting will be April 9th, 2024, 1:30 here in this room. I need a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.